I would like to talk about the status of our business in the fourth quarter. In FY19, in the Japanese market, we declared our plan, and according to the plan, we would like to provide this report. I'll begin with domestic enterprise and the domestic overseas consumer business. Hybrid infrastructure protection, HIP. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see the actual gross sales over time. The numbers are a little bit small, but this should give you an idea about the numbers. And there are some highlights and lowlights that I would like to share with you. As Mr. Negi mentioned, HIP is growing fast outside of Japan. And in Japan, it's showing a 24% growth year-on-year. And in terms of a new user, it's a growth of 44%. Deep Security and Tipping Point sales are pretty good for Japan. And if you could turn to the graph on the right-hand side, you can tell the positioning or size of Japan based on the numbers that was given to you during the financial presentation. Especially for Deep Security, as Iwa-san mentioned, SaaS business gross sales year-on-year growth is 30%. Specifically, mid-sized companies, medium business with employees of somewhere between 100 and 500 employees. In this segment, Deep SaaS, Deep Security, or the SaaS-type security is growing very strongly. Number of customers, of course, is increasing year-on-year by 25%. There are some lowlights as well. Public cloud, Deep Security. Yes, this is selling and it's solid, but still, including AWS, although the numbers are not really published within the public cloud, maybe it's less than 30% or 20% Deep Security attach rate. When the product is used internally, it's difficult for us to estimate, but looking at AWS alone, Deep Security penetration is single digit. It's still very low. This means that on the cloud security, how important it is and how rare it is, it has to be really explained to our customers and partners, and this is a place where we can do a better job. Tipping Point in Q4, of course, we had a big deal or big deals. IBM Proventia end of support switch. This is happening over time, step by step. So these customers are migrating to Tipping Point. We have created a very good migration tool, which was well received, and we have gained some big business there. However, when it comes to the number of customers for Tipping Point, it's just about three digits. In other words, Tipping Point sales was not very strong in the past, and it was handed over to Japan. Compared to the Western countries, the penetration rate of Tipping Point products is still very low. Further sales reinforcement is needed for Tipping Point IPS. Deep Discovery is growing, it's showing positive growth, but it is not growing as fast as we had expected. So Deep Discovery, how it can be utilized, should be told as a marketing story in a better way. So that's one of the lowlights. Moving on to user protection. As you can see on the right-hand side of the slide, these are the numbers, gross sales for user protection in total. This is a big market in Japan, and the growth is quite slow but steady. We have not seen a negative growth over time. So this is 5% growth year-on-year in terms of gross sales and 16% growth in new customer gross sales. For endpoint user protection, we have something a little bit different. Store POS system and offline PC industrial control security products. For example, Trend Micro Safe Lock and Portable Security, we have been selling them for more than 10 years now, and the sales of these products have picked up by several hundreds of millions of yen. So this is a new endpoint segment for us. And the cloud-type security service for small and medium-sized enterprises, Virus Buster Business Security, is showing positive growth steadily on a quarter-to-quarter basis. And it's 19% growth year-on-year. And again, customer is also increasing every quarter. Cloud Edge increasing 61% year-on-year in terms of number of customers, especially showing a very strong growth in small customers with less than 100 employees. We have a big market and we're showing a strong growth. But when it comes to MB, employees between 100 and 500, this is where the competition is quite tough. So our market penetration or market share is quite low in the MB segment. We need to strengthen our efforts in terms of how we approach MB and how we select the right partners. Cloud Edge is also growing, and we're working with Otsuka as well as NTT East and West. We need to find more big partners, and this is where efforts are being made to identify more partners. Gmail CAS, Cloud Application Security for Office 365. We are capturing more and more customers, but Office 365 does have a big number of users, but our attach rate for CAS is only about 5 or 6%. We need to approach our customers more and continue to work closely with our customers so that we can increase the attach rate from the current 5 to 6% to a bigger number. This is another challenge that we're facing. Moving on to consumer, global and Japan. The highlights have been already covered. Windows 7 EOS is a major factor. In Q4, PC sales increased in Japan as well. So the performance was better than expected. And the sales through mobile phone agencies is growing on a continual basis, as you can see to the right. Every year, our sales, gross sales, through mobile phone device agencies is growing. Home network security is sold via Amazon in the US, and over the several months, we captured tens of millions of users at the global level. There is no promotion being done. The customers are definitely registering, and we would like to figure out a better promotion in FY20 to further expand the sales. Lowlights include the fact that in the mobile phone distributors, the price for device and services was separated, and we could not really capture as many customers or users as we wanted. So this is one of the lowlights. And for the global business, we need to do a better job of selling the home network security-related products. As you can see on the bottom right, our Box Plus OEM router, this is a home network security business. And as you can see, compared to the previous fiscal year, we are seeing a big growth, big jump. It's a good trend.
I'd like to close off by explaining about IoT. After Q4, for IoT, we have for the ICS or OT network solutions that have been announced. And from the top, we have prevention and detection and persistence. And for prevention and detection, we have our conventional products. And also for persistence, We have the SafeLock and portable security from the past, but we also have Edge IPS, Edge Fire, and OT Defense Console, which we built together with TX1 Networks, and we have announced the sales support efforts here. We've announced this in Q4. We had carried out POCs before that, and in Q4, we have been able to get an order from one company, and now from here onwards, we'll expand this so that in the factory area, in the industrial control systems at the very bottom layer, we will be able to have a new area of security covered through these shipments. And second, from last year, we have been involved in a partner program for IoT and IIoT. We're pushing this forward. And we have for Raspberry. There's a lot of Android deployments in factories, and we have this version to experience IIoT, and we have quite a lot of implementations of IIoT solutions taking place. There's also the logo of Trend Micro IoT Security Ready, and there are 7 companies that have already registered here. And with logos, the products are being shipped. And if there's any vulnerabilities, there are going to be patches applied to protect. And there are also hands-on seminars that we're moving forward with recently. With Tokyo Electron Devices, there was the TX1 solutions included in an agency network, and we have started shipments here. We're also carrying out a great deal of educational activities, and we have with NTT Docomo, starting from spring this year, there's going to be efforts made in the area of 5G. And we have the Docomo Open Innovation Cloud, and we will have Ace Real 1, and real-time remote surveillance. And in the Open Innovation Cloud, we have the VNFS, the Virtual Network Function Suite, to offer a safe and secure environment. These have been announced, and commercial operations on these will start from spring this year. That has been the update. Thank you very much. This was actually 1,000 units. Thank you very much.